I got a telephone call from Raymond Coyle yesterday to tell me that someone had, the police had told him that he was under death threats from the RAD. And obviously the man was not in a good way about that. And as far as I know, that he has moved out of town.
And he's been attacked before. Tell us what happened.
He was attacked before because the RAD had accused him of selling things in a shop that were related to drugs. What those things are specifically, I don't know, because I don't know enough about the drug thing to tell you the names of what he was purported to be selling.
And this is something that obviously Mr. Coyle would emphatically deny.
And shot him. And
this is something that obviously Mr. Coyle would emphatically deny.
Mr. Coyle has always said that he has never, ever, and I believe him, ever broken the law in any of his activities in his shop. And I think everybody accepts that. Because obviously if he had been, the police would have arrested him. So Mr. Coyle has always said that he has never done anything against the law. But RAD apparently took exception to this and they shot him. I think they did actually shoot him twice in the knees.
What state is he in?
Sorry?
What state is he in because of this recent threat?
Well, at the moment they told me he's very scared and obviously one would be scared in circumstances such as that. And he has left the town. He told me he was planning to leave the town. And as far as I know, he has done that, Stephen. And look, Stephen, the old discussion has gone on before about the rights of the RAD to do this. And where do they find themselves? Where do they get this right from? How do they feel they have that right? Where do they get their consent from? It seems to me that they don't get the consent from the people because there's never been an election or anything like that. And I don't know exactly what's in their mind, to tell you the truth. But I'll say this, Stephen. It seems to me, without giving it much thought, that what RAD are doing is so obviously very, very wrong. And I'll tell you now, I don't consider myself to be a very important person, to tell you the truth, Stephen. And I'm from Derry and I've been involved in civil rights since I was very, very young. Since way before 1968. And I'm not a young person anymore. And I would just sort of, to tell you the truth, I would appeal very much to the RAD. And I would ask them, please, please, please lift your decision that you made on Raymond Coyle. Because it's not right. And it's just wrong, Stephen. There is no justification for it at all, you know. You can't do these things. You don't have to go to 14 universities to realise they think that this is some sort of right thing to do. They don't have any mandate to do this. But, you know, but it's just so wrong, it's unbelievable. This man has got a family and children, you know. I mean, I find it difficult to know how to ask them to stop doing this. It's wrong.
Well,
they see that it's wrong.
They shouldn't be asked, they should be told.
Well, I know for a fact that people have gone to them before. I would imagine so. It would be obvious enough to imagine they'd think that. And ask them, you know, Stephen, to stop doing this. But I genuinely believe that the only way to stop them doing this is to get people on the street. This has got to happen from the bottom up, you know. You've got to get people on the street and say, look, this is not acceptable. And, you know, you're going to have to stop doing this. You can't be going around shooting people. It doesn't demand a great amount of analysis from anybody, even in terms of politics or in the level of morality to realise that this is just not. Now, what is interesting is I have never heard anyone from the RAD explain visibly and clearly why they're doing this. Everyone knows that the idea of trying to stop people using drugs or selling drugs, as we know, that's wrong. The fact of the matter is that it's never worked anywhere anyway. It didn't work in Belfast years ago when six people died. It didn't work in Dublin. It didn't work in Limerick. It didn't work in Edinburgh. It didn't work anywhere. And it just amazes me how they can keep doing this. And the fact of the matter, too, is you just can't go around shooting people.
Well, exactly. You know, it amazes you how they can keep on doing this. And this is, of course, a discussion that the chief constable prompted on Nolan on Friday when he announced his initiative against these so-called beatings and so-called punishment beatings. And I think there needs to be a major discussion in Northern Ireland as to how we're going to tackle this once and for all. How are the decent people in society going to tackle this? Is it happening because there's a vacuum in policing? Is there a certain amount of blame on the police? And this is the discussion that we should be having on this show, on the television show, other places, over coming days and weeks.
Yes, I mean, everyone knows that the abuse of drugs is a terribly serious social thing and that people suffer. I know there's hardly a family in Northern Ireland or anywhere, for that matter, who hasn't had sadness and experience of alcoholism and drug abuse. And everybody knows it's a very, very serious thing. My own family, I have had problems with relatives of mine who their families have suffered terrible because of drugs. I am no supporter of drugs circulating around the community to destroy people's lives at all. But it is no good Rad saying that they are shooting people to stop this happening. It doesn't work, first of all, and secondly, it's the wrong way to go about it for lots and lots and lots of reasons. You've got to, you know, these people say they represent working people in working class communities. Can they represent working class people and working class communities by shooting members of your own community? You know, and I genuinely believe this here, Stephen. We need to get people on the street this Saturday, and they need to say, look, this has to stop. I know myself that there has to be a very profound discussions about drugs in the community. And I know sort of everybody should be involved in doing that. And I honestly believe that it should start from the bottom up, that it should start with members of communities, working class people saying, this is not acceptable, this class of behaviour.
Well, this rally...
You've got to say to the Rad, you've got to stop this. I appeal to them now on your programme. You've got to stop this, please.
This rally, Dermy, that there's going to be on Saturday, will people not be frightened to take a stand?
Oh, not at all, no. No, Derry people are not like that. If Derry people believe something is, you know, they could come out. I know that's a hell of a generalisation. That sounds a bit silly. No. We had a demonstration, and the Guildhall Square was it a month or so ago, and there were hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people there, you know. Now, this Saturday, what we need to do is have more people there again, you know.